listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. And as always, we love to direct you to that Insights tab where you'll find a searchable database of information relevant to you in regards to your resources and your investments and all things money, I guess. Brian, maybe you can better describe, but we're going to head to the Insights tab, a recent post there that talks about something I don't know if you and I have actually spent much time talking about.
Yeah, it's actually a recent post. It's called A Guide to Short-Term Savings Goals, and it was written by our assistant financial advisor from our Arizona office, Kaylee. Kaylee's a very bright, up-and-coming advisor in our team. And I love the article because we spend so much time, I think, in our conversations with you and me, Steve, but also just in general talking about investing and these more long-term goals, you know, funding our kids' college education or retirement funding. But what we often see is people struggle the most actually to fund these more short-term things, which can lead to negative outcomes. Because, you know, as you know, Steve, if we want to go on vacation or if we want to buy a car or fix up something in our home and we don't have money saved, well, what do? We take on debt, right? We still do those things. We just pay for them with debt. Now we're burying ourselves with monthly payments. We're paying interest. So we want to be more wise about actually preparing for those short-term goals rather than sort of being reactive and leaning on debt as our only solution.
All right. Well, you know, as we consider, you know, short-term savings, any tips to how to be most effective with it?
Well, the first thing is to be more defined in your goals. And Steve, you and I have talked about this several times in different conversations about, you know, a good financial goal should have a dollar amount, a timeline, and a purpose. So for example, if I'm saving for a family vacation, you know, that's something that's on my heart right now, Steve, with my kids getting older, getting close to the point where they'll be leaving home. My wife's like, we spend so much time at school and sports, we never make time to go get away together. So she really wants us to do a vacation, and I agree. So it's a shared goal. So our purpose is to spend time together as a family before our kids, you know, jump ship on us. So that's the why. So it's a good motivation. And then we've attached a dollar amount and a timeline to that goal. And the timeline's pretty short term. So we're now allocating resources specifically to that goal. And it's affecting other aspects of what we do, you know, including, you know, how we might pay down some other debts or do other things. So we're prioritizing this. And what I see for a lot of people is they know that next family vacation's coming. They know that next Christmas spending binge is coming. They know there's a wedding coming up in the family or a car purchase or a down payment on a house, all these things that might be short term. And, you know, they're the next 1 to 3 years, let's say. So they know they're coming, but they're not taking any action. They haven't defined a dollar amount they're going to save. They haven't defined it as a key priority for their family. So they're not taking action. And I think another reason why this is tough, Steve, is not only have they not defined the goal, there's no incentive around these savings. And what I mean by that is, you know, Steve, you and I often talk off air about your 403b plan. You know, you have this incentive to save at work. You get an incentive because your employer might match your contribution. So someone else is chipping in, that gives you a reason to save, but you also have a tax incentive. It's also very easy because it comes right out of your paycheck. But with these short-term goals, there's no one giving you a tax benefit because you're probably just saving this money in your bank account, maybe in an online savings account, something like that, or a CD. And there's no tax advantage, there's no match. So it gets put on the back burner. So that's, you know, there's a little headwind here for even these very simple short-term goals.
Yeah. And Brian, you mentioned a few different places where you might put that short-term savings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we also mentioned, you know, for vacation or for that car or, you know, and if you have maybe multiple short-term savings goals, to keep it from getting convoluted in one account, is there any, you know, thoughts on whether it'd be better to have it in one account or get separate, you know, savings accounts, or, you know, the other, you mentioned CDs and what have you, but, you know, do them separately so as not to convolute one goal from another.
Yeah. So what I would say is definitely some separation is important. Where it gets complex, Steve, is if you have multiple short-term goals. So let's say you want to buy a car in a year or two, and you want to save for a trip, and you want to save for a home improvement. You know, that's where it gets complicated. The cool thing, though, is when I think especially of some of our online savings account providers that we really like that pay maybe a little better interest and they have some really good infrastructure, they don't have like a minimum account balance and they don't have a minimum you have to save to earn their best rate. So you could create three savings accounts with one provider and have one that you label the house fund and one that you label the car fund and one that you label for vacations. So creating segmented savings could be really easy that way. And I actually see more and more, especially of our younger clients that are tech savvy and are very comfortable with these platforms, they come in with some of this already built in. And I love to see it because then what they do, Steve, is they start to treat their savings like a bill. So they're saying, okay, well, I know I need to save $200 a month for that vacation. So I'm going to put that there. I know I need to save $300 a month for that home improvement. So now they have a dedicated monthly amount automatically saved to those things. So before they go and spend money on, you know, things that are fun in the short term, in the immediate term, they don't get distracted. They already have those things paid, just like they pay their utility bills and their car insurance and all that stuff.
All right. Well, as we mentioned at the top, this is a new posting on the Insights tab at johnmoore.com. And a reminder, that's a free resource. And along with this information, boy, Brian, I would imagine just about any topic you want to search for in that database in the Insights tab, you'll probably find.
Yeah, it's pretty extensive. You said earlier, it's everything money. I would just consider it your stewardship resource, you know, whether it's family gifting, charitable giving, retirement savings, the latest tax reform from last year. You know, you name it, we've probably touched on that topic between either our blog posts or our videos, or we've had maybe an expert come on and do a special quarterly webinar with us. So definitely if there's something you're wanting to learn more about, it's a resource. And it's all based on biblical wisdom. So rather than just going to YouTube and maybe getting advice from sources that might conflict with your values, this is a place where it's a centralized database basically of good topics. And I mean, we're years into this now where the database is getting pretty extensive.
Yeah. You know, I want to mention real quick one other resource. Brian, you and the team thought it important to sponsor Faith and Finance, a broadcast that's heard on KLYT weekday mornings at 4:30 and at 11:30 with Rob West covering a variety of topics. But one of the resources you've mentioned more than once is the FaithFi app that's available. Would that, you know, on our topic today, whether or not it touches on our topic today, it's a valuable app. But what, you know, is there anything in that app that would apply towards what we covered today?
Oh, absolutely. There's goal setting ability in that app. There's, and maybe more importantly for a lot of people just getting started, is the way it tracks your expenses and your cash flow. You can really see where the money's going. So for those who are saying, well, I have all those goals you talked about, but I can't save anything because I don't have any extra. If you're trying to just get a grasp of where your money's going, that's a great first step for anyone trying to be more intentional with their stewardship. Then FaithFi can help you track where your money's going now, so you can try to find what we always call the leakage. You know, where's money kind of falling out that you don't know about? So excellent tool, and it's full of scripture and encouragement, and there's also chat boards. I mean, everything you can think of is in that app. It's really well constructed.
All right. Well, appreciate your time, Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. Look forward to our next update real soon, Brian.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
Is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.